Worldwide research into maintaining young citrus trees in the face of HLB was summarized at a recent grower day by University of Florida scientist Lucas Stolinski. His summary in this interview includes psyllid control, including citrus health management areas, tolerant or resistant rootstocks, thermotherapy, and antibiotics. You summarized young tree care for HLB, trees 1 to 7 years old. It sounded to me like you really keyed on psyllid control.
Yes, I think that that remains, it's a consensus, although from the scientific meeting in Orlando, I would say there would be debate, but I would generally think it's a consensus among the scientists in Florida that psyllid control is very important, despite the fact that we have a high incidence of disease both in plants and psyllid populations. We know that. We have a lot of great tools. We know how to manage them. And I think one of the issues that I discussed that may be a little disheartening, but we can be positive with replanting, is that despite the fact that we know how to control the psyllids, the problem kind of got out of hand before we started controlling them. We typically say that the vector was here in 1998 and the disease was here in 2005. I would speculate that the disease was here much earlier than 2005. And since we didn't begin managing the vector until about 2008, that could be thought of as basically a decade of a head start on spreading disease by these insects, which are very mobile, very prolific. They breed in extremely high populations. So we know how to control them. We have the tools. I presented some research on new tools. We are very fortunate to have the agrochemical industry bringing new things down the pipeline. So we have new tools that have systemic properties that we can now rotate with the conventional 4A group neonicotinoids that are effective. A bit of good news is that resistance, which had been rising, seems to have declined among psyllid populations throughout the state of Florida. So we have a I'm very confident that we have a good handle on psyllid management, and we're moving in the right directions. So I talked about young tree control, and there were also many things at the meeting presented on next generation control strategies for Asian citrus psyllid.
Chimas. I think you think chimas are very important, as do most researchers and many growers.
Oh yeah, I think that is a critical component. And you know, one thing that from the Orlando meeting, you know, this was a summary of the Orlando meeting. Again, I think Dr. Browning stated it very well that, a decade or so ago, there were maybe a handful of people that were working on this problem, and now there's a huge group. And one of those handful was Professor Beauvais, who we were fortunate to have attend the meeting. And Professor Beauvais, I think, was one of the first proponents of large-scale area-wide management of the vector to control the disease. I think all the epidemiology that I summarized that comes not just from Florida but from Brazil and other areas where this path of system has been managed, just constantly points to the need for area-wide management, what we call CHIMAs in Florida. There will be no silver bullets, but that is the main way to control this disease.
You mentioned resistant rootstocks. Does that hold some promise for the future?
Well, yes. And I believe that what Fred Gemitter, Jude Grosser, and Bill Castle are doing was some of the most exciting research that I saw at the meeting. They have rootstocks that appear to exhibit significant tolerance, and I don't know if I can be well educated enough to say even resistance, but it's possible to the bacterium that causes these disease symptoms. The slides I presented from their talks, you know, the proof is in the pudding in terms of better growth, and I'm very excited about the potential of that research. And it also makes me excited to know that those things are coming down the pipeline.
And you also mentioned a few therapies that hold some promise.
Yes, the thermotherapy seems to be working very well, and we have very capable and excellent scientists working on this. What I've found particularly interesting is that once a tree is treated, there can be a long duration of reduced a pathogen within that tree. There's a lot of good work being done with antibiotics. And again, this is work that was initially investigated in the 80s. But these are things that require a lot of investigation. Unfortunately, science moves at a certain speed, and there will be potential regulatory issues that have to be overcome. Obviously, with antibiotics and questions of resistance to antibiotics, but there's a broad spectrum of research being conducted by very many good people, and this seems to be quite promising as a potential therapy, particularly when we have to think about maintaining our existing inventory of trees. Because with this very promising research with new rootstocks and various transformations, be they traditional or not, we have to think about existing inventory, and these various antibiotic treatments are a promising way to go.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.